We cannot hide from the problem of poverty. It is everywhere. We may cross the street to avoid a homeless man, but that moves us closer to a TV in a storefront window where the eyes of a desperate child in a relief agency's commercial beg us, "Do something." Stopping to consider poverty is uncomfortable. It makes us feel guilty. What can one person really do about such an enormous problem, or even about one homeless person? It's easy to keep walking and pretend we don't see. A growing movement is opening our eyes to the reality of poverty around the world. Bono is singing and advocating for the vulnerable in sub-Saharan Africa, while Bill and Melinda Gates are pouring massive resources into forgotten regions of the globe. Millions of Christ followers are working to bring justice, mercy, and lasting compassion to the parts of our world most in need. The explosion of global short-term missions is challenging the conscience of the church in the United States. More and more of us are beginning to understand that the lifestyle we enjoy is far from universal. We are the richest of the rich. Our complaints about a mall's holiday traffic jams would be baffling to our brothers and sisters in poverty around the world. Alongside this realization is the radical conviction that we need to act. Our faith must change how we live and how we respond to the needs of others, or it will be a faith that is dead, James 2:17. The question before the church in the U.S. is this: how can we transform compassion and good intentions into action that makes a lasting difference? If we understand that Jesus wasn't simply making a polite observation when he said, "From the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked," Luke 12:48, we must ask ourselves what we are doing with our material blessings. How do we serve those in poverty? How should we? These are critical questions. Deeply concerned about the physical and spiritual poverty in our world, we are searching for ways that followers of Christ can effectively serve. And we believe that Jesus' example and scripture should inform our actions. However, the answers aren't always as clear as the questions. With the publication of books like Toxic Charity and When Helping Hurts, describing the often harmful effects of helping those in need, many have come to recognize that taking effective action is not as easy as it might seem. Wise involvement in church-led international ministries could lift millions out of poverty and help build vital local churches in every corner of the globe. But these results are not inevitable simply because there is a surge of excitement or good intentions. This book examines how followers of Christ can best counter global poverty. We explore common faults in many Christian-based anti-poverty programs and suggest employment-based solutions for effectively reducing poverty and extending the kingdom of God. Among these solutions are savings mobilization and microfinance services, which, when paired with discipling relationships and the gospel, provide some of the most effective methods of addressing poverty in all its dimensions. Ruth Kalanta, founder of the Center for Community Transformation in the Philippines, wondered, "Why do we live in a place that has so much, and yet there are so many in poverty? Are there not enough fish in the sea? Does the earth not have the capacity to provide sufficient food?" This cannot be what God has planned for His creation. Something is definitely wrong. Something is wrong. But in the haze of desperation and despair, hope is breaking through. The church is beginning to combat extreme poverty in a new way. This movement is radically different from traditional charity. It focuses on long-term systemic change and lasting employment patterns, not short-term quick fixes. It emphasizes the importance of partnerships and local champions, not external saviors descending to solve the problems of those considered less fortunate. The hope of the gospel is integrated through tangible acts of compassion that have long-term reach, rather than simply providing handouts that keep people in a position of dependency. This is a movement where discipleship, job creation, training, and financial services are building on local relationships to empower communities to break free from poverty. It's time for a new approach to how we actively and enthusiastically think about loving our global neighbors.